Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We have a holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Ghost. Well, there is what is called an unholy Trinity. There's Satan, there's the Antichrist, and then there's the false prophet. And we'll look at that when we study the thing about the Antichrist and all, but you see that he is known as the dragon in Revelation chapter number 12. Ephesians 2:2, that he is the prince and the power of the air. It's very obvious in the world that we live in that God is the God of all of it, but Satan is the God of this world, so to speak. Are you following the thought? Okay. Matter of fact, 2 Corinthians 4:4 calls him the God, the little G-O-D, of this age. To go along with that, John 12:31 calls him the ruler of this world. So all this, you see these wars and all this going on, it's taking place. Well, Satan is, now don't get me wrong, God is in control. He only lets Satan do what God allows him. Remember Job, so much here, but I don't want you, when I say that Satan is in control of this world, as much as God will allow him to control. Do you get that? This is yes, this is no, and this is, I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, so Satan is the God of this world, of the world. He's the ruler of the world, John 12:31. But there will come a day when Jesus Christ himself will rule and reign. Amen, preacher. Amen. And you won't have these wars and these rumors of wars. Matter of fact, during the millennium, they will be beating their swords into plows. Yes. And the harvester will overcome the reaper. In other words, they're going to have so bountiful. And I mean, this would be wonderful. Brother Ray, you've really been teaching a wonderful class about the millennium. Do you know there will be no evangelism in the millennium? Matter of fact, I share with you, no man will tell his neighbor, do you know the Lord? Because everyone will know the Lord. We won't be doing New Mahouset. Hey, let me tell you about Jesus. You don't have to do that in the millennium. Because every person will know of the Lord. Interesting. But anyway, it's at that time when Jesus will rule and reign. But at this present moment, the Bible says that Satan is the ruler of this world, the God of the age, the prince and the power of the air. With the thought, God only allows Satan so much. Now I'll get to that. We're going to get to the five depositions of Satan, the casting down of Satan. Right now, Satan can only go so far to heaven. He's accused of the brethren. How far he can get to the heavenlies, the Bible does not say. But we know he's an accuser of the brethren, no doubt about it. I picture this, and I probably should, you know, my mind is really swarming this morning. I picture this like they make these invisible fences. You know what an invisible fence is for? These rich people have dogs and don't need fences, and they put a collar on their dog, and that they said it if they go certain point, that thing shocks the dog. You know what I'm talking about? It's called an invisible fence. And the closer they get to that point, it gets... Remember how it works? I'm not a dog, but I know kind of getting that idea how it would work. I don't know if... It's just a silly thought. I don't know if that's what God has on Satan. You know, like... You can come, but you don't come no closer. Because you... like an invisible fence. I don't know. I just know he has some access to the heavenlies. We're going to look at that in just a little bit, if not today, tomorrow. But he is the God of this age, the ruler of the world. There's actually 20 names, and only gave you 16 of them, and there's actually 20 plus names. I have one that ain't in the scripture, and I got this one whenever we got these apartments here, the beautiful apartments we had here a few years back. And I call the devil the squatter. You know what a squatter is? He's in a place that he doesn't own. He didn't buy it. He didn't pay for it. He's just squatting. When we got these places, we had a squatter in one of these apartments over here. And when we took possession of it, he was still there. He didn't pay rent, didn't pay electric from the other people. You know, you understand that, that matter of fact, the guy we got it from, he didn't pay either. That's how we got the property. So in so a great price, the guy wanted over $1 million. Y'all remember that story? Yeah. For those who don't, a few years back we were wanting to buy, I'll tell you, hold on. Okay. All these apartments back here, the guy, he, I asked him years ago, I said, would you like to, well, I'll sell it to you. It's like $1.2 million. I laughed. So I did. Right there, I said, man, I said, you got to be crazy. He was crazy. It wasn't. Just a few months later, the bank calls us. And the bank foreclosed on him because what he was doing, he wasn't paying the note on, he had a loan on all these apartments. He wasn't paying the loan. And so he was just getting all the money and not getting any. So the bank took it back. They called. We got this for less than half of what that guy wanted.
Man.
Long story, I won't go into all of the details. But when we got the property, there's a guy on it where Robert, I forget if he was in, wasn't in Robert's, he was either in Rick's or the other one. I think he was in where, I think he was in Mike's apartment. He was, and the guy wouldn't move. He was a squatter. He didn't pay nothing, didn't pay electric, didn't pay, he was just there, and we had to have somebody, thank the Lord for police, that we didn't have to forcibly be removed. They came and got, but he was a squatter. He took possession. He was in something he did not own. And I'm telling you, the devil, he doesn't own this earth. God created this earth. And one day, Jesus is going to come. We will read about it in Revelation chapter 5. And there's a scroll, and he takes that scroll, Jesus does. And that's the title deed to this earth. Wonderful thought there. And he's going to enroll. Remember this in Revelation? It's title deed to this earth. Well, I ran a rabbit here, but the devil's a squatter. This don't belong to him. It belongs to him. Let's go to the origin of Satan. A question often is asked to trip up believers. All right, here's the question. If your God is so good and so wise, then why did he create the devil? And if your God is so powerful, why doesn't he destroy the devil? Well, a simple answer to those questions would be, he didn't, but he will. Did that go over your head? Why did God create the devil, and why don't he destroy him in a nutshell? Well, he didn't, and he did. He will. He didn't create the devil. He created Lucifer. We're going to look at that. God created Lucifer, and he became Satan after the fall. Satan was the originator of sin. Is that a good word, temple, originator? He was, I don't know where that one come from. Even though I went to Auburn High School, that's a good word. He was the originator of sin. It was not Adam. Sin was already in place. Because of Adam, though, sin came upon mankind. But sin had already taken place in the form of Satan. Lucifer fell. He was the originator of sin. Okay. Turn me, if you will, at Ezekiel chapter number 28. Ezekiel chapter number 28. Well, we'll look at some scripture this morning. Satan was, Lucifer was a created being, and he became Satan after his fall. Let's begin verse number 11. Ezekiel number 28. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now he's referring now, we talk about double references, and I won't get into all that this morning. Time won't allow. But this is literally referring to Lucifer. It's going to mention some things here.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.